For 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Inland News Today reports that interest in the COVID-19 vaccines is fading, and health officials are warning that it's not time for complacency. The most recent figures show that less than half of San Bernardino County's adults have had any vaccine shots. Just over one-fourth have been fully vaccinated. To entice people to get their shots, clinics are offering free walk-up vaccinations. Appointments are still encouraged. Walk-up individuals will not need to bring any additional information to a site. They should be prepared to register on site, which will include answering health screening questions. County Board of Supervisors Chairman Kirk Hagman said, quote, "Our on-site vaccination teams will do their absolute best to vaccinate every person that shows up." For a list of sites, visit sbcovid19.com/vaccine. If local purchasing managers are a good indicator, the Inland Empire's economy is back on solid ground and the outlook is rosy. The monthly purchasing managers index, issued Monday by the Institute of Applied Research at Cal State San Bernardino, painted a positive outlook for the coming third quarter. The report stated that people have received their stimulus checks from the federal government and the state of California, and many who had been furloughed are getting back to work. That means that people now have the money to purchase the products made by our manufacturing firms. The only fly in the ointment is signs of inflation. Inflation metrics have sharply increased, and prices are up due to rising costs of production and distribution. Yet the California Consumer Sentiment Index shows that optimism is high, according to Dr. Barbara Sirotnik, director of the Institute of Applied Research, and Lori Aldana, project coordinator of the Institute of Applied Research. Hundreds of Riverside County business owners and residents are owed property tax refunds, and officials yesterday encouraged members of the public to find out whether they're on the list of recipients. According to Treasurer Tax Collector Matthew Jennings, roughly $540,000 in refunds from tax year 2016 and farther back are waiting to be claimed. Just under 600 individuals and businesses are listed as eligible to receive the funds. Amounts per recipient range from a few dollars to thousands of dollars. The deadline to file a refund claim is August 2nd. The Board of Supervisors will vote soon after that date on whether to transfer unclaimed money into the general fund or extend the claims deadline. Wildfires burned more than 4 million acres in California last year, setting a new record. Cap Radio's Rich Ibarra reports that Wildfire Preparedness Week started Monday to increase the safety and survivability of people's homes.
Wildfires cost the state more than $12 billion, destroyed over 10,000 buildings, and claimed 33 lives in 2020. Rising temperatures, drought, and strong winds have already raised a red flag warning for critical fire conditions. CAL FIRE Director Tom Porter says there's every reason to believe that this year could be as bad as last year.
CAL FIRE this year has hired an additional 1,200 to 1,400 firefighters as of now, ahead of schedule.
He says that's because the fire season has steadily grown longer over the years.
It's estimated that fire season is approximately 75 days longer than it was 30 years ago. Now it's every bit of 9 months throughout the state.
Porter is urging people to clear 100 feet of defensible space around their homes, harden their structures against embers and fire, and form an evacuation plan.
Every acre in California can and will burn someday. You need to be prepared as if it's going to happen today.
Last year, 32 counties in the state came under a presidential declaration for major disasters due to wildfires. In Stockton, I'm Rich Ibarra.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.